Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Like my UK colleague a little bit back, I enter into this conversation with a certain amount of trepidation. There are currents in these waters that I'm not sure I fully understand. That said, I can't help thinking that part of the problem is that we are trying to do perhaps more in this space than we need to. If we look back at paragraph 12, the preparatory committee, we've already agreed paragraph 12, ad referendum. And there the preparatory committee took note of the decision of the group of the non-aligned movement and other states parties to hand over the presidency of the Ninth Review Conference and to retain its rotational right to preside over the Tenth Review Conference. I don't recall anybody objecting to that formulation. At this point, it seems to me that what we need to do is simply solidify the fact that there is a collective understanding. And that collective understanding, I think, has less to do with some of those process dynamics, including the decision of the group, but simply we have a shared understanding that the group of the non-aligned movement and other states parties to the BWC will nominate the president of the 10th Review Conference. And it seems to me that if that statement were read in conjunction with paragraph 12, all of the concerns I've heard about references to the principle of rotation, references to a decision of the non-aligned, would all be reflected at an appropriate place in the document. Thank you.